Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Are you taking in the sights and sounds of the season? Spring is often punctuated by a series of new sights and sounds as winter gives way to summer. It seems like each new sighting of a bird, for example, is duly noted and announced to others. Sighting the first robin of the season is probably the best example. But do not forget to pay attention to the many and varied sounds of spring. Simply seeing those V-shaped flocks of geese up in the blue doesn't begin to compare to hearing the calls of the Canada or snow geese overhead. And of course, hearing the robin's call often elicits a similar response. Bird calls seem to amplify our awareness of the seasonal changes around us. Other bird calls that often catch our attention include that of the meadowlark, red-winged blackbird, sandhill crane, sharp-tailed grouse on their dancing grounds, or rough grouse drumming amongst the aspen. Those first claps of thunder seem to stop most everyone in their tracks and makes them listen more closely for a bit to help confirm or reject the thought that, yes, that was thunder. The weather systems are changing. Winter's on the run. Once the ice comes off area ponds and marshes, there'll be a cacophony of croaks, quacks, trills, and chirps emanating from many of them. Those are the calls of frogs and toads. It's the males of the species that are putting on a show to impress the females. Two of the more common calls are those of the northern leopard frog and the boreal chorus frog. The northern leopard frog's call is often described as a guttural croaking, while that of the boreal chorus frog is compared to the sound of running a fingernail down the teeth of a good comb. And for those people living near a body of water, the spring turf battles between ice and water may be audible for days, mostly during periods of big temperature swings in the mornings and again in the evening. It's all due to the freezing and thawing and refreezing of the ice. All that expansion and contraction of the ice leads to the cracking of ice, sending sound waves reverberating through the water. Those sounds are often referred to as lake thunder. So keep your ears up to the sounds of the season. They're telling you, each in their own way, that winter's on the run, and summer will be here soon. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.